Oh, sorry. Oh, wait, did we start? Wait, stop it. Stop it.
Someday you will try to run up the score so high. I'll follow you into the dark. Our fans now cry. I'll pack in the stand so high. Our nerves and patience fried, waiting for a hint of a spark. If Nagy and Pace decide that they both are satisfied, achievements known, but their careers have climbed. If there's no chance of scoring and the red zone's stark, then I'll follow you into the dark. A big time school, the Buckeyes old horseshoe. Fields got his rib cage bruised and Pace waiting it back. Ignore Wilson, and he told me, son, I'll trade up for JF1 and get the fans off my back. If Nagy and Pace decide that they both are satisfied, few achievements known, but their careers have climbed. If there's no chance of scoring and the red zone's stark, then I'll follow you into the dark. In year five, Matt's goal is to survive. His playbook can't be revived. Can he even tie his own shoes? We're worn down. Nagy is a clown. There's little to cheer about, 'cause we'll lose again soon with the play calling buffoon.
Nagy and Pace decide that they both are satisfied. A few achievements known, but their careers have climbed. If there's no chance of scoring and the red zone's dark, then I'll follow you into the dark.
I'll follow you into the dark.
That's a new take on one of our hot hits from last season of Zero Doinks. Yeah, man, thought I'd feel a lot better about the Bears a day after that, whatever that was in Cleveland, but I don't think we really do. We'll talk all about it, all about JF1's first career start under offensive genius Matt Nagy, and we'll preview the Lions game we have coming up. Both Dan Doinks and I are going to be there, as will Rick Fieldsman and Ice Cream, spoiler alert, plus much, much more, including all sorts of weird angles as we look at the board upcoming this weekend with Rick Fieldsman again. Zero Doinks! Let's get into it. It's going to be hot.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero Doinks. Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks. Oh, a little less enthusiasm out of my mouth right there. I don't know if you noticed that, Dan Doinks. Hi. Hello. Hi, welcome to Zero Doinks.
Hey, Bill, everything's on fire. Everything sucks. Everything's the worst. Everything's on fire, but the one thing that's not on fire, that is fired, is Matt Nagy. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. We are going to get all into that in the next segment. We promise you that, Zero Doinks listeners. You're on fire. You're smoldering. You are handsome. You're welcome,
thanks,
buddy.
So are you, buddy. Especially that sideways picture of Assembly Hall, a panoramic view. Is that what we call that? It's popping tonight. It's fucking popping.
It is popping. I think it's basketball season. I think that's why. I think that's why. That's what's going on. No, it's not. It's football season. We're going to get into it. Are you ready, Dan?
I'm ready. Let's do it, baby.
Zadags.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
Olsen, we're not even.
Yeah. We're doing a lot of that.
Bears.
Dan and I, just a little inside baseball, we're pretty much just making noises when this is not being recorded. But this is Zero Doinks. If this is your first time listening, interesting timing. You're probably a Packers fan, so I get fucked. Just kidding. We love all of our friends, especially the Average Cheese, who just sent us a fantastic tweet. I believe they said Nagy's popularity rating has never been higher north of the border, and I understand why. How could either of us argue with that? But if you're a Bears fan, this is your first time in, welcome. This is a very warm nest. We'll let you sit on all of our eggs.
Let me jump in there. First of all, I think the noises, I think we call those vocal warm-ups. Is that what people call it in the biz? We'll just land on that. It's mostly just us making dumbass noises. We were recently told on Twitter that we maybe have a few too many inside jokes, and there should be some type of guidance with that. I just want to say, feel free to DM at Zero Doinks, which is pretty much just run by Bill, myself at Gopher Bones. DM us. I think Bill has been passing people to Rick Fieldsman. If you want a real answer, don't go to Rick Fieldsman. If you want another goofy answer to make it more confusing, Rick is your guy. But our DMs are open. If you want to get caught up, we will answer them honestly. And they're probably just as ridiculous as you imagine, the inside jokes.
Yes, they are. But yeah, we'll give you a glossary. We have no problem with that. We appreciate you giving us a shot. This would be a very strange show to jump in the third season, you know. But we're glad you're here. We're very glad you're here. You can download previous episodes. I highly suggest not doing episode one that we did because the sound is awful. Dan, speaking of awful, the fuck was that yesterday?
Sheesh. That was terrible. I don't know. I don't have a fucking clue. I was telling people that I thought we were either going to win or get blown out. It was going to be nothing in between. I mean, we should have lost by 50. Browns aren't that good. They're not that good. No, you're not selling me on Baker Mayfield. We should be running that same offense. We don't.
I agree.
Congratulations. I don't know where to start. I mean, there's only one place to start, and it's with the offense. It was all trash. All of it. Literally all of it was complete and It was trash. I don't even have words. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys on offense.
Were you, you watched it not live, so I wonder if that changed your mood at all. Did you, were there any spoilers, like, about the game prior to you catching up? No.
So I was watching it off and on. We had a lot of kids' activities. I had to run them back, forth. So I was always kind of like anywhere between like 10 to 20 minutes behind. So I wasn't too far behind, which made it easier to fly through the commercials. It was a great way to watch this shit game. I'll just say that. God damn it. I actually just saw a neighbor who was there yesterday, and he's a Browns fan, and he's like, it was fucking awesome. He's like, it was so loud. The defense looked great. I was like, do you consider that a win? Where do you land on your confidence after that Bears game? He's like, I honestly do not know how to feel. That was a dog shit performance by the Bears. And that, you know, can I just tell you my favorite part of the game was when I think JF1 was supposed to get the ball out quick, and Jason Peters was doing a cut block on Myles Garrett and just sort of flopped on the ground and continued to try to roll multiple times into his knees. I ran it back. It was so fucking funny. It was hilarious. He looked like a fish in a boat just trying to just hang on for dear life. It was so fucking bad, which leads me to my favorite caller of the day today on ESPN 1000. I mean, kudos again to Bears fans for hanging. I mean, people were on fire. One caller, I kid you not, I know we make jokes about this all the time, Rick Fieldsman, he was from East Chicago. He came on, he was on hold for 2 hours with Kaplan and Hood. 2 hours he waited just to say, I wish they would have put a bucket of chicken at quarterback so Jason Peters could protect that. Basically just fat shaming the guy. That was it. Waited 2 hours to say he believes that Jason Peters would have blocked better with a bucket of chicken at quarterback. I don't know that I could argue it. I just give that guy from East Chicago, I wish I would have caught his name, give him credit for hanging on for 2 hours to fat shame our left tackle, who's 1,000 years old, and I respected every second of it. Yeah. He's terrible.
Yeah,
he's just.
And there's no other answer.
There's no other answer. I think I saw an Ohio State player just left the field and quit this weekend. I don't know if you saw that. This isn't Big Ten Minute. I completely expected Jason Peters to do the same thing. Just leave his helmet on the field and just walk right out of the stadium. Pads, full uniform, everything, just right out of the stadium. He looks like he does not want to be there.
No, our buddy Dan Pompey, I think he tweeted something like, somebody should slip Ryan Pace Russell Okun's phone number or something like that. I'm thinking, that guy's still even eligible and he's a free agent?
No, he's dead.
How is that guy still available, but Jason Peters was signed for? I'm very confused. I don't understand. I'm real rattled today, Dan. I think you may be able to tell here. I'm very shook from yesterday. It shook me up big time.
Well, I guess it's always funny to see where our anger as Bears fans lands within like the national media. Matt Nagy was almost all of the talk on national media today about how incompetent he was in running that offense. What are we doing? I mean,
what are we doing?
The offensive line can't protect him. Okay.
Yeah.
Throw a fucking screen pass for me just once.
Oh, my God.
Move the pocket. I mean, there's a million things you could do, and he just doesn't do it. And Matt Nagy with the, I'm sorry, that's on me. My kids hate it when I say this, and I say it all the time. I say, stop being sorry and start being better. Just stop it. Just stop being fucking sorry all the time and just do better. How many times is he going to apologize for something? I'm not using the tight ends. I'm not running the ball. I'm not an idiot. I mean, and I love the idea that he's doing this on purpose to, like, prove a point. I don't think I can go that far. Where do you land on the...
No. I can't. No, I mean, that's ridiculous, because the only chance he has, I think I've said this for the past few weeks on some level, the only chance he has of keeping his job is Justin Fields being good. That's the only chance. That's then he can justify, all right, then maybe the offense isn't so bad and he'd be the right guy to take him. Okay, that's out the window already. That's right out the window after one start, which is hilarious. So he wouldn't – that's self-sabotage. Unless he's trying to get fired, which that would be weird. No, I don't. It's hilarious, though, that has become a thing. Dan Orlovsky went off on that, I guess, right? It's either one or two things. He's incompetent or he did it on purpose. It's like, that's stupid, especially considering if he wants Dalton back, Dalton might not be healthy enough to start this week either. He obviously doesn't want Nick Foleboy. Hopefully that's not reality. No, he obviously doesn't want Nick Foles in there, because he would have started the year number two and Fields would have been number three. So no, it's not self-sabotage. It's just maybe the worst offensive mind that has ever walked the earth that happens to be our head coach and offensive guru. That's what it is. It's as simple as that.
Who's supposed to be an offensive genius? Yeah, he's either too dumb or too stubborn to change a goddamn thing. I mean, are we the worst team in the NFL?
Oof. No, the Jets are, but we're not too far. We're not too far.
I think statistically, are we the worst offense? It definitely feels that
maybe.
Way.
Maybe. If we're not, whoever's behind us, just fold up shop. Just fold up shop. Yeah, it's only because the defense looked pretty damn good again yesterday.
Yeah.
All things considered, that's the only reason we're competitive. It's the only reason. Period. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if this is an overreaction, Bill. I don't want to see Justin Fields play again while Matt Nagy's the coach.
I just feel like you're going to go this route.
Is that overreaction? I mean, I've thought about it so much today. It's like, if he's going to do this and not adjust to best utilize this weapon, then just don't roll him out there. I mean, everyone was concerned about how our offensive line was going to get Justin Fields hurt. No, it's the coaching staff that's going to get Justin Fields hurt. He's just not he's not going to learn anything with this shit offense. I mean, getting 1 second to throw, and stop like saying like, oh, they took away everything, so we just can't do it. Then just punt on first down, man. Just punt on first down. So yeah, I think that's where I've landed. Just don't even let Fields dress for the games. Just make him inactive. Let Foles and Dalton just take it over. Because I don't trust Nagy. Like, he's no place. And what was my prediction of when Nagy was going to get fired? Before the Ravens game, I think. I think you chuckled at me pretty hard about Nagy was going to get fired midseason, which the Bears just don't do.
Right.
I mean, we're already three games in, and people might burn down Hallis Hall until they... I don't know that I've seen Bears fans this mad. It probably has happened, and I've just sort of forgotten it, but this is bad.
Yeah.
His approval rating is below zero. His family hates him.
I hope so. They should hate him. They should look at him every night and say, my dad or my husband's a complete failure. And it's... Yeah, I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of that's on me. I'm the head coach. Like, just the excuses. I think I heard on it was a transition between Bernstein and Mullion Ha, where Bernstein asked a great question. He said, how many of those type of games do you get as a head coach? How many do you get? And the answer is one, right? It's like, that's it. Like, it's the only time you can really say that's on me. I got to clean it up. I'm the head coach. How many times have we heard him after a game talk about something, like have the same press conference because the offense is such a failure? It's got to be like 7 times, 8 times. I mean, I don't know. If I wasn't so lazy with research, I would have actually looked it up. But if this was a competent organization, he would have been fired last night or this morning. Honestly, he would have been.
Exactly. I don't know why the number nine games. I want to say maybe this is the ninth time the offense hasn't scored a touchdown, or maybe we haven't as a team scored a touchdown, something along those lines. But I mean, if you're claiming to be a fucking offensive guru, you can't have this happen. And I mean, the guy, he full-blown admitted last season that he was so bad that he should not be an offensive coordinator anymore. Why is he doing it this season? Nothing's changed. Literally nothing's changed. And this is when it's like, is this Ryan Pace? Is this Ted? I mean, none of them should be in place at all. And I need all of them to be gone. I say I need that. We all need it. And we're not saying anything that nobody else is saying. It's fucking unbelievable. He's trash. And let's not blow past the part. Like, Fields was really bad too.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't given a lot of room to work. He wasn't given a lot of chance to do shit. But when he did have opportunities, he was bad. He was bad.
Yeah.
And he's a rookie, and it is what it is. But if we're going to have more of that coming out of the gate, just make him inactive. Just put Nick Foles out there.
Oh, God. I don't think I could take seeing Nick Foles take snaps again in my life. I just don't know if I could do it. So is that an overreaction? Yes, to answer your question. But I'd be lying if I told you that thought didn't cross my mind today. Like, it did, because I thought along those similar lines, like, what? If this is going to be the thing, if this stubborn bastard won't give up play calling, because that should have been the first thing he said at his press conference today, of, you know what, I went back, we obviously deserve, the offense deserves Bill Lazor to call plays, which would not be very exciting, but, and yeah, because it's not like he was great last year either. We didn't talk enough about the fact that Matt Nagy hired himself again as an offensive coordinator after firing himself last year. We really didn't. We kind of brushed over it just because I don't even know why.
Because we knew it was going to happen. Knew it was going to happen. It wasn't on our radar, because it's like, well, of course that arrogant bastard was going to rehire himself as an offensive coordinator. Imagine if they were two different people. If he had an offensive coordinator, fired him last year, and then rehired him this season,
right.
We'd be like, what the fuck? But nope, he did it himself, just because it's the same person. He's running the show. But that's just the thing, is Ryan Pace, you know, should be the one to say, yeah, you're not doing that anymore.
Yes.
You're not doing that anymore. And I don't know what Nagy's so afraid of. I mean, just be the head coach, man. Like, your team's sloppy all around. I've been saying that for like 3 fucking years. It's just a sloppy, mismanaged team. Just be the head coach and clean that shit up and let someone else take the reins on offense. Just because you claim to be the offensive guru, you're not. Look in the mirror and realize that you're not. And just do the best you can to hang on to your job, because, buddy, you're not getting another NFL job. You're not even getting an offensive fucking quality control job at this point.
Shit, I didn't even think about it that way. It crossed my mind today that no chance is he a NFL head coach again after this. No chance. You're right. Why would anybody, if you look at it that way, who the fuck would hire him as an offensive coordinator in the NFL? Who the fuck would do that? It's so obvious that he doesn't.
A quarterback coach?
And then a quarterback.
Nope.
Right.
No chance.
Exactly.
No chance.
Go one step below. So, yeah. That's the realization he had post game yesterday, where he's never been more humbled. Maybe he had that realization of, oh my God, my offense sucks and I don't know what to do. Like, that's my biggest criticism of him. If you're a good coach, look at what's in front of you. We talked about this before. He just buries his head in that stupid menu that's so sticky and like calls the next play off of the, like, he just doesn't think to himself, oh fuck, Fields is getting absolutely smoked by Clowney and Miles. I need to help out my offensive tackles. I can't talk. I told you, I'm still rattled. I need to help out my tackles. How difficult would that have been? That was the most obvious thing that I'm sure that guy in East Chicago would have done immediately after having that bucket of chicken as the quarterback to motivate. God, that's funny. To motivate Peters. That's
so funny.
That was
so great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you said it, like, he should have looked in the mirror last night and came back today and said, yeah, I'm not the guy to call plays. But instead he came in and said, we have a 3-way quarterback competition for this week.
What the fuck is that?
What are you doing? So this, once again, he's not saying it's my fault.
No.
It's the quarterback's fault. Once again, Teflon fucking Matt just deflecting shit off of him and blaming someone else. No, yes. Buddy, none of us are buying this. Nick Foles, are you fucking kidding me? You fucking kidding me? And I think, didn't Nagy try to say that I'm looking at the Eagles game, Jalen Hurts, that Fields had hurt his hand?
Yes.
And then I think someone asked Justin Fields about it. He's like, no, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Like, it was precautionary. Everything's great. What are you doing? Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah.
I don't know.
He's such a...
He doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Get him out of there. He's going to hurt people. He's literally going to hurt people at this point.
It feels like it. I was concerned. Like, Fields landed very strangely multiple times, I felt like. Like, they were, like, unnatural. I don't know what the fuck, like... I was worried for his knees. I was worried for, you know, it was just weird the way he was hitting the ground sometimes. I don't understand. I don't know. Am I an idiot?
Did it
look weird to you?
No, he looked lost. He looked like a rookie.
Yeah.
I mean, Fields didn't, it was early in the game, the fourth and short when he threw the toss to the left and there were like eight defenders on that side of the ball. Like that's a rookie mistake of like, okay, just look where everyone's lined up and check out of that. That's all you have to do. That was really bad. But no, Fields look lost, but I imagine he runs the sideline and he's like, coach, like, what do we do now? What are the adjustments? And Nagy's just like, yeah, just my menu says to just keep doing the same thing. So let's just do that. I'm sure it will work. I'm sure we will figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's like you were saying, how about a screen? They're coming at you so hard every fucking time. And I think, what was their first screen, third quarter or late second quarter or something, when it was deadly obvious that you had to slow down the pass rush because Jason Peters wasn't going to do it? I mean, just obvious shit. Obvious shit that I don't think he doesn't watch the same games we do or other coaches would. Like, he's got 14 offensive coaches helping him out. Where are these guys? Are they like Mully in the morning where people are in his ear or should be in his ear? Like, hey Mully, you know, you might want to course correct here a little bit. Everything you're saying is factually incorrect every day of your stupid show with David Haw. Like, were people afraid to say something, or is he just not listening? That's what I want.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we've brought this up before. We want to be a fly on the wall to see if they're just all yes men or if they do speak up and he's just like, yeah, I'm just going to do whatever I want. We'll never know. I guess we'll never fucking know. But something drastic has to change, and it's not going to happen. And so I mean, it would be okay if we were just tanking for that number one pick this year, but whoops, that's not happening. I don't know. We're a fucking disaster. This could be a long season, Bill. It's going to be a long fucking season. The defense is old. They looked better. Of course they looked better when we had our second worst offensive performance in franchise history. Good job, Bears. Good job, Matt Nagy. You're the best. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's a game you win with any type of competence on offense. Were you pissed at the field goal attempt to make it a one possession game when they were finally in the red zone? It was like fourth and one, fourth and two. Or are you like, yeah, I would have kicked it too because I have no faith that. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Normally I'd be aggressive and get it in there. There's no way we're getting a touchdown. Just take the points. Try to have some dignity. Nope. I was fine with it. Were you pissed off in the moment? Or
no.
I felt like Greg Olsen and Kevin Burkhart. Is that the...
Sounds right.
Olsen was pretty good. Felt like he was tiptoeing around it, but he was kind of saying what we were all thinking, which I appreciated.
Yes.
They seemed to be like, oh, you got to go for this. I thought, just take the points. We're trash. Maybe we could get a defensive touchdown that will keep us close. Yeah, this... I didn't give a shit. It was just laughable, even at that point.
I know. No, I totally, like, I agreed with the logic because that would have been the right move. It's your first time anywhere near the fucking goal line all day. You should give it a shot. But that was one of those games. It just felt like an avalanche, right? I haven't felt that way since Illinois lost to Loyola in the second round of the NCAA tournament, where it's like you see everything happening right in front of you, and it's like there's nothing that can be done to stop it.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And even when it's like, a competitive. Like if you just turned it on without knowing any context, like, oh shit, you know, they're down three or they're down.
They're in it.
Right. It's like, oh man, they're totally in it. Which reminded me of, this game is reminiscent of another, I'm sure this one's on me game, the Saints game 2 years ago, I think after the bye, like 3 o'clock game, national television game that you were at. And I got off a plane and it was halftime. And I think the Bears were down. It was one possession.
Like, yeah, we had
three,
like
six
no
or seven. Yeah.
Yeah, no and, first and, downs. We had like one Patterson. I think that was the only return touchdown he had in his Bears career. That was it. But we kept it close for reasons unknown.
Yeah, so very similar where it's like, yeah, halftime. And I thought, because I remember I was scrolling through Twitter when I landed and everybody was just shitting on the Bears. And I'm like, they're down seven at halftime and they may get the ball first. Like, what's going, what did I miss here? And it was the same, it was that helpless watching it back. I'm like, oh, now I get it. We couldn't even get a fucking first down. Like, it's, that's Matt Nagy again. That's our guy, Mr. Helpless Offense. Like, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. Where do we go next here, Dan? Do we keep talking about this game? Do we go to the Detroit game? Do we go to other NFC North games? I'm lost, Dan. I need a Sherpa.
Let's, well, one thing I want to bring up, just because of this game yesterday, as we're recording this, that game does not make Mitch Trubisky a good quarterback. Just fucking stop it. Stop it with the, like, oh, we owe Mitch an apology. No, we do not. We all saw that guy play. He was terrible. Just shut up. Not that Nagy's a good coach and helped him. He could have helped him more. But Mitch stinks. He stinks. He missed a lot of receivers, a lot of terrible passes. Yesterday had nothing to do with Mitch Trubisky. So if you feel like saying that on Twitter, I'm going to block you. Not really. I won't block you, but in my mind, I'm going to be upset. Stop talking about Mitch Trubisky. He sucks.
That reminds me of one of the funniest tweets I saw today, which I think was CBS, NFL's, or whatever, NFL and CBS. They put Mitch Trubisky yesterday was 1 for 1 for 1 yard passing, which the same as our net
so
passing
good.
Yards. It's so good. Oh, and a great picture of Matt Nagy on that, too. I think just crestfallen.
We were so bad that the jokes making fun of the Bears on Twitter, I love all of them. I love every one of them. If you can't laugh at it at this point, what's the point? I mean, that's why we do this, to give ourselves a little humor, because otherwise I would have killed myself by now.
Another Twitter thing that made me laugh out loud, except this person was serious. I'm not even going to – I don't want to dox you, whoever you are, but if you listen, you know who you are. Whose idea was, okay, here's what we have to do. We have to kick Ryan Pace further up the ladder. Like, he should be team president next year because he's a good talent evaluator. That was said in print on Twitter by somebody with a fair amount of followers.
And it wasn't a joke?
He was dead serious.
No.
Says you get Nagy out, you get Phillips out, you cannot afford to lose a talent evaluator like Ryan Pace. He is the team president. He did a great job of getting Hallis Hall done. I'm sure he can oversee, you know, Arlington Heights if that becomes a thing. Dead serious.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are we talking about Ted Phillips moving up the ladder?
No.
Or Pace?
This is what Pace, because Pace apparently was given credit. He was given credit for Hallis Hall by this guy.
Hallis Hall? He had nothing to do with that.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so at all.
Oh, that's incredibly stupid. Get it together, Bears fans. We're better than this. You're on fire, and I've loved every second of it. Honestly, listening to sports radio on terrible Bears Mondays, it's therapeutic for me, because as mad as I am at the Bears, I'm like 20% as mad as the people waiting for 2 hours to talk about having a bucket of chicken as quarterback just so Jason Peters can look better. I mean, come on, guys. We're better than this. We're better than this. Mm. Should we talk about the Lions, Bill?
Yeah. If there's one thing better than being worse than being a Bears fan, it's being a Lions fan. That made me feel 5% better. just I think it was the proximity of how it happened, when it happened, right? Yeah. 66-yarder, and they totally blew a delay game that would have made that a 71-yarder. Or the clock would have run out because they didn't have a timeout. I think that's an automatic 10-second runoff. So, awesome. Thank you so much, Justin Tucker. Thank you. Thank you so much, Detroit Lions.
Did you realize or did you know that a football could hit a crossbar and go in? I had no idea that could actually happen. It's the first time I've ever seen it. God damn it.
Yeah.
That was great. Do you feel bad for Lions? Like, I saw the videos of fans, like, recording that. I kind of felt bad for them.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I guess a little bit, but I felt so sorry for myself yesterday that I had no room for empathy. That's just kind of how it was. I was so snappy yesterday afternoon. I apologize to my children. I was so snappy. My internet went out at 12:10, so I was so fucking pissed. And so I'm watching on my phone on data, and it's like all pixelated. So it's just that's a bad omen, right? And the internet started working again. I believe it was 3:06. So it was perfect timing.
Yeah.
Wide open West. Go fuck yourself. Wow. I didn't buy a big TV to watch the game on my phone. First world problems. Fuck you, Wow. Fuck you. Fuck. I'm still mad at you today.
Is Wow really your internet provider?
Yeah, they're usually fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. At least around where I live.
I didn't know that was real. I thought that was like something you got in the city because your association was too cheap to spend the money for Comcast or AT&T.
Yeah.
Wow. Get it together. Wow.
Get it together. Wow. So, maybe that one's on me.
I think there was a higher power trying to tell you to not watch the game, Bill. I think that's all it was. So.
Yep. And as usual, I ignored that higher power.
Yeah.
And acted on my own devices.
There you go. Oh, and that's why you're going to hell. that Lions game was great. I mean, that's basically one of the few things that kind of kept us afloat yesterday, I guess. I mean, we would have been the only NFC North team to lose yesterday. Aaron Rodgers just did Aaron Rodgers things last night. Mm-hmm. And I just a quick bitch on DraftKings. And you may not believe me here, but the minute San Fran scored with 37 seconds left, I was trying so desperately to put a money line wager on the Packers. It was plus 240. I put it in, kept hitting confirm, and it would do that slow bar, and there was like, nope, error. And then I would do it again, nope, error, do it again, and then it just logged me out. And I was like, okay, well, at least I hope I got it in. And then the kickoff happened, and I logged back in. Nope, didn't happen. And then once I was able to get back to it, the line dropped to like plus 150 after the first pass. I was like, motherfucker. So fuck you, DraftKings. You screwed me out of money yesterday. That was a horrible way to end the day with the Packers winning and me not winning money. Fuck you.
Yeah. DraftKings is notorious for that in my experience. And same with the cash out. Cash out is always mysteriously very slow. It's at a commercial break.
Yeah,
and it's like, all right, I see where this is going. Just give me 10 of my $30 just so I can stay alive here. No, it won't confirm. And then it's right there for you again to do it. Boom, press it. Boom, boom, boom. Yep. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Fuck you. Fuck you, DraftKings. Fuck you. I did. That's the only thing that kept me. I did a reverse psychology hedge last night with.
Oh,
I did a. I know this isn't hams and bread, but let's just talk about it.
Let's do it.
The DraftKings has been doing the same game parlay up to $25 risk free, right? But that's bullshit because the money they give you is in a bonus, right? You don't actually get that $25. You can put it anywhere, but you don't get that original $25 bet. So know that going into it. I do. I know it. So this isn't a mistake or anything. So last night before. I sat out I had a lot of variety of things on Bears things. They all lost. And so that added to my crabbiness. I sat out the afternoon games. Great move because every move that I'd made in my head lost. So good job. Thanks for not logging in, Bill. Congratulations. Proud of you. You normally wouldn't do that. And so I'm like, all right, Sunday night. Packers are plus 240 on the money line, I want to say, and the total was 50. And I'm like, you know what? Let's see if that $25 freebie is there. It is. I'm going to parlay that, baby. I'm parlaying the over, and I'm parlaying money line. And it hit, but it almost hit. It almost hit with the 49ers winning by one. That would have been, but so it wouldn't have hit is what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
but the over hit with that touchdown. And I thought,
yes,
that'd be perfect. At least I get the emotional love of the Packers loss, but then I lose the wager because I was too bold and said doing plus three Packers. I went money line. So anyway,
yeah,
I felt a little better. Thank you. No thank you to DraftKings, but thank you to JB Pritzker for allowing us to do that.
Yeah, you're a money line guy. Yeah. All right, we'll talk hams and bread. We'll save that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Lions. We'll
yeah.
We'll
yeah,
you and I will be in the house as we covered last week. I'm really excited about that. That's going to be red hot. I want to get down there early, Bill. That's all I'll say. Maybe we can cover a little bit of that in the outro.
Okay.
Timing, where we're going to be, what are we going to eat?
Yeah.
Love it, lick it, stick it, Bears, Waldron Deck. Do we want to do the Bears Lions preview here? You want me to just run through that motherfucker?
Yeah, baby, do it.
Okay, excuse me there. All right, Bears are 102-75-5 all time against the Detroit Lions. Big lead there. They suck. We all know that. I wanted to do something a little different here. Excuse me. The hams are a slapping. Don't come a slapping. You know, we do the last Lions game, last road game, last home game, blah, blah, blah. But since it's a division team, I'm going to change it up here. I'm going to do the first Bears-Lions game after JF1 was born. His birthday, March 5th, 1999. So the first game he would have seen as a human on Earth would have been November 25th, 1999, Thanksgiving Day. Lions win 21-17. Obviously, Thanksgiving, it was in Detroit. Okay. Detroit, that was their ninth home win in their last 10 against the Bears. So we were on a real bad run at that point. Jim Miller, fat Jim Miller, not so fat then, had 204 yards passing, two touchdowns, one interception. That interception was the very first pass of the game. So good job, Jim. That was returned to the one. So good job there. Glenn Milburn, G-L-Y-N. Is that, I spell that right?
I was pronouncing
Glenn. Was that a Glenn?
But
is it Glenn?
Yeah, that's how I always pronounce it, but I might have been wrong my whole life.
Okay, okay. Yeah. He led the Bears with 30 yards rushing, so apparently Matt Nagy was calling plays. Marcus Robinson had 61 yards receiving. Gus Frerotte was the quarterback for Detroit, 309 yards, two touchdowns. Jermaine Crowell and Johnny Morton each had a receiving touchdown for the Lions. That's really all I got. It was kind of hard to go back this far to find any good juice. I was in the midst of wrapping up high school about then. You were already at Illinois, right? 99, November 99?
Sure was. Sure was. I'm pretty sure I was in Dallas, Texas for that game, visiting a relative, and I had like 24-hour mono, basically. Like, I could not keep my eyes open. It was the weirdest thing. So I remember like lying in bed watching that game, but missing most of it. And stupid memory.
Did you get it from a cowboy? An actual cowboy?
Is Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy about sexual relations, Dan?
I think it's about fucking. Yeah. No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt. Cool. Everybody
just
knows
checking.
That.
Just checking.
I mean, did you ask me because I grew up in Central Illinois?
Bingo.
Okay. All right, y'all. All right. So that's enough for that game. So I did the next game I want to preview, next and last one of this evening. The first Bears-Lions game after Matt Nagy was born. How about that, Bill? He was born April 24th, 1978. So the first game that motherfucker would have seen on Earth was September 17th, 1978 in Detroit. Bears win in a shutout, 19-0. Bob Avellini, I've heard that name, but I don't know shit about him. I feel like he was terrible. He was terrible.
He had a drinking problem. I know that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah. he drank his way to 151 yards passing, one touchdown, one interception. Fullback Roland Harper led the Bears with 98 yards rushing. Walter Payton, our boy, had 77 yards rushing, one touchdown. Okay. Greg Landry was the quarterback for the Lions, had 88 yards passing. Just a great game all around. So bear with me here. There's one more, just a few more random notes from this game. The Bears had a wide receiver playing in this game. His name was Golden Richards. You know this guy?
No, I don't.
I mean, we didn't cover this in the last little segment here, but I mean, that's just stands for Golden Cock, right?
Yes, it
Golden
does.
Richards.
Yes, it okay. does.
So here's a few facts about Golden Richards. His real first name is John, but he went by Golden. He played at BYU and Hawaii. He was originally going to go to Utah, but his church bishop told him to go to BYU. Why are you taking advice from your church bishop on where you should play college football?
Great question.
Yeah.
Gross.
He did win a Super Bowl with the Cowboys. He was with the Cowboys before the Bears. He blew out his knee blocking for Walter Payton only after five games in that 1978 year. Never played again. Wikipedia had a few other notes about him. Here we go. This is from Wikipedia. Richards was the host and co-producer of a hunting and fishing show for ESPN called ESPN Outdoors. That was a real show, right? Played like early Sunday morning or Saturday morning, something like that. He was mentioned, that's a dumb one. He was mentioned a bunch of times in King of the Hill. Did you ever watch that show?
Nah.
Same. Let's skip that, past that. Okay. The last line of this Wikipedia page, Richards' post-NFL life included, this sounds positive so far, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Richards' post-NFL life included drug addiction, alcoholism, three divorces, and arrests for forgery. The end.
Yeah, those are... you're right. It made it seem like here comes some awesome highlights.
Yeah, yeah, awesome highlights after NFL. Nope, he was a dick. Yeah, that's it. I mean, one of those three ex-wives had to have written all that, right, on Wikipedia?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Probably the second one.
I'm going to guess the first one. Definitely the first one. No, you're right. Probably the first one. Maybe they had a kid together. She's just like, whatever. He's got his problems. I get it. Took a lot of hits to the head. The second one was probably real bitter. That one had to have been real short.
Oh,
then the third one, he hung in there. The third one, he probably got sober, hung in there for a little bit, did a little forgery, spent a little time in jail. And she's just like, ah, fuck it, whatever. I don't care. But the second one's definitely pissed.
Is he, apologies if you said this, is he dead? Or is he still hanging in there?
He's still alive.
Okay.
He's like 71 years old.
Is he in prison? So, can we visit him?
No, I have no idea. Yeah, Golden Richards cock. Okay, that's enough about that. Let's go over the Lions coaching staff, roster, blah, blah, blah. Head coach Dan Campbell played tight end in the NFL for 10 years with the Giants, Cowboys, Lions, Saints, scored 11 touchdowns over his career. We've talked about Dan Campbell before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think we did 2 years ago, or was it last year? I don't remember. I think it was with the Dolphins before. We've definitely talked about him before. He's a noted Metallica fan. During his time at Texas A&M, he was nicknamed Dantallica.
Oh my god.
By his roommate Shane Leckler, who was the punter for the Texans, also nicknamed the Dude based off of Big Lebowski, and MCDC, which was given by Pat McAfee, which is short for Motor City Dan Campbell. Those are all terrible.
Oh my god, those are terrible. Why is he so close to punters? He's kind of like us.
Great call. Yeah. Shout out Hugh. Love you,
yes.
Hugh.
Love you, Hugh.
Yeah, I don't know. Where do you land on Dan Campbell? I actually kind of like him. I'll just come out and say it. I kind of love the guy.
He entertains me. I'm glad he's not our coach, although maybe I shouldn't say that out loud. Yeah, huge fan. I think he's going to be a terrible coach for the Lions, which it's perfect. He's perfect for the Lions.
They've actually played pretty well. Yeah. They played the 49ers, the Eagles, and who are they
Ravens.
Just? Oh, the Ravens.
Yeah.
And they've all been, the Packers. The Packers, maybe not the Eagles.
Week two. Yeah.
They've played relatively close games. I feel like that's more than we can say for game one and three of our season. I would take Dan Campbell over Matt Nagy right now. I wouldn't even think about it. Fuck that guy. Fuck Nagy. At least Campbell's gonna give you some entertainment. He's gonna shoot it straight. He's not gonna bullshit you. Fuck. God damn it. I hate the Bears.
Fuck.
I think.
Fuck you, Bears. But I love you at the same time.
All right. All right. God damn it. Offensive coordinator for the Lions is Anthony Lynn. First year with Detroit. Hams. Thank you for sponsoring. He was a Chargers head coach from 2017 to 2020. Won two Super Bowls with the Broncos as a backup. He has a son who is a defensive back coach for the Ravens. How about that?
Didn't know that.
That's cool.
That's future Matt Nagy, by the way.
Future Matt Nagy,
that's
no doubt.
Rookie quarterback fired after having that rookie quarterback because he didn't.
Bingo.
Do it. Yep.
Bingo.
Bingo.
But he's a defensive guy. I think. Well, yeah, no, he's offensive coordinator. What am I saying? He's no. You're right.
Yeah. So see ya. Look across the sideline, Matt. That's your future.
You bitch. All right. Running back coach is Deuce Staley. Like that guy. First year with the Lions. He was with the Eagles from 2011 to 2020 as a coach. Played in the NFL from 97 to 2006. His son plays linebacker for the South Carolina Gamecocks. I don't know if he's any good. Just a fun fact there. Quarterback coach is Mark Brunell, NFL QB from 93 to 2011. First year with the Lions. I don't know why I keep saying that. The whole staff is new. I'll stop saying that. Prior to being with joining Detroit, he was 7 years. He was coaching high school Episcopal School of Jacksonville. Is that how you say that? That's a religious word. Episcopal?
What? Well, I can't say it either. I can say it in my head, but it's not leaving. It's not leaving
my mouth.
You can
see it.
Yeah.
Episcopal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like, oh my God. I keep wanting to say apostle. Like,
no.
It's not.
All right, whatever. I think they were terrible. I don't know that. His
Episcopalian.
Son,
Episcopalian. That's it.
That
no,
is not
it's
it.
Not it?
No.
Damn it. I'm an idiot.
It ends in a P-A-L. Episcopal?
Is that what you
Episcopal.
Said?
That
Episcopal.
Might be it.
Episcopal.
Episcopal? Okay. This is riveting. Mark's son is a quarterback currently at Georgetown. Did you have any idea that Georgetown had a football team?
No. Just like Villanova, who lost to Penn State.
Yeah, true. Wikipedia notes that his business ventures Burnell has been credited in establishing numerous Whataburger fast food locations around the Jacksonville area. These businesses and the money they lost contributed to his bankruptcy proceedings.
Oh.
The end.
There's a lesson there somewhere.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money trouble, according to Wikipedia. Wide receiver coach is Antoine Randall L. That's fun. Thornton, an IU grad. He was an assistant for the Tampa Bay the past 2 years. Defensive coordinator is Aaron Glenn. It's his first year as defensive coordinator. He was previously the Saints defensive back coach from 2016 to 2020. He made 3 Pro Bowls as an NFL player with 5 different teams. Looks like was with the Jets for a while. Have you ever heard of this guy, Aaron Glenn?
Yeah, he was awesome.
You know him? Okay,
yeah.
All right. It didn't ring a bell. I don't. Looks like a nice guy. How about that?
Okay.
Senior defensive assistant is Dom Capers. It's his 35th season in the NFL. I would recommend, if you're going to look up one profile on the Lions website, it's Dom Capers. He is an all-star level hairpiece in his team photo, in his photo on the website. It is awesome. It's just so, it's jet black. Looks like it's just lightly sitting on top of that dome. Dom, you're not fooling anybody. He was the, I had forgotten this, he was the inaugural head coach for both the Panthers and the Texans, mm-hmm. and lasted only three seasons with each. Obviously, Packers defensive coordinator from 2009 to 2017. He has been the senior defensive assistant the last 2 years with the Jags and the Vikings. Couple more here. Inside linebacker coach is Mark DeLone, DeLeon. He was the Bears inside linebacker coach from 2019 to 2020. That's all I got. Don't know him. The special teams coach is Dave Phipp. Another one to check out if you're on the Lions website. He has a look that he looks like he's seeing boobs for the first time in his picture. So if you have a moment, go to the Lions, lions.com, look up Dave Phipp, and that's a face of a guy who's just seeing tits for the first time. So, okay. Any thoughts on that, Bill? You ever seen boobs?
I've seen one on my television every Sunday. He's a boob, breast, and a tit, Matt Nagy. I love this coaching staff. This is one of the more interesting pile of names that you've thrown
you like
at
it?
Us. Yeah.
All right.
That it reminds me like of, I haven't played Madden in a while, but like, I think you used to be able to at least put together a coaching staff that totally would have been like, oh yeah, I've heard of Antoine Randall. He should be my wideout.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those.
Exactly.
I love it.
Love it. Yep. Yeah. Like a good group of dudes. That's, I think that's also why I've kind of talked myself into Dan Campbell, just surrounded himself with dudes you'd like want to grab a beer with and talk football. That's
except for
it.
Dom Capers. I don't think.
Except for Dom. No,
yeah, I don't think you want that.
Dom's like the guy who's, you're sitting at like a dinner with like a bunch of dudes and he just turns around and grabs the waitress's ass.
Yes.
Just out of nowhere. And then just makes like a really off color joke and he just goes, I'm old, deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
That type of shit. And then does a magic trick with his hairpiece.
Yeah, do you think that's ever like, let's say he's just eating a big bowl of spaghetti at that same table that you're describing? Like, and he just leans forward a little too much. You think that muskrat's ever fallen off in the bowl? And do you think anybody's ever said
anything?
No doubt. Yeah.
And he doesn't know it. And he's like, touches it later. He's like, why is there marinara on the back of my rug, which he obviously has a name for? Dom is also a guy who's, you know, he's obviously in his, late 90s. I don't know how old he is. But he's the guy who still goes and eats spaghetti and tucks the napkin into his shirt as well.
He should just tuck his rug there, shouldn't he? Cut out the middleman.
Have we talked about hair pieces before on the podcast? I'm sorry if we have.
I don't know that we really have. Yeah.
I'm fascinated by him. And I'm a bad hair guy, so I feel like this applies to me. How does one go to a hair piece? Do you have different types where you like gradually lean into it? Like you got like a one that has a little bit of hair and then the next one has a little bit more. And then all of a sudden you just have a full head of hair. Do you address it? Are you like, hey guys, excuse me, cube mates, could we all gather? I have an announcement to make. Obviously I have a hair piece. Can we just play it cool? Like, how does that work? If it's someone else, is there a new person at work? Do you then have to pull them into a meeting room and be like, just so you know, this is not my real hair. And that person has to pretend like they're shocked. You know, how does this work? I could watch like a 2-hour documentary on how someone goes from a bald person to hairpiece. Have you thought the same thing?
Yes. It's an incredible question. And I would absolutely, I would eat that show up. Gobble, gobble. Give it to me.
We hit our quota.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Rory Doink's dad, your uncle, has been convinced since Bill Self was coaching at University of Illinois that he's had a hairpiece. Like, he was the first person I ever heard theorize it. Do you think that's true? Like, he is convinced, and this was like 98.
Yeah. You know what? I've heard him say that before. Can I just pull up a Bill Self picture right now and just give you, because I don't know that I could tell you just offhand that I know it.
Yeah. I've always,
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either, but there's moments where I'm convinced otherwise, like when he's on the sideline, he messes with it a ton when he coaches. I have not been able to keep my eyes off of him since that theory was presented to me by Roy.
I think that just messing with it a lot, I think, is not what a hairpiece guy does. You know that you don't want to shift the cargo too much up top. So
good point.
You got to just keep those mitts off. Yeah.
Okay.
No,
all
Bill
right.
Self. I'm going to say Bill Self, not a hairpiece.
Gene Cady also never had a piece.
Oh, that is another. That's like a Mount Rushmore of hair pieces right there. And Capers kind of looks like it.
Yeah.
Was Gene Cady, was he a comb over guy or was he a hair piece guy?
I think
it was almost like a jet black comb over almost.
Yeah. Like maybe he started to look at some older pictures. Maybe he started as a comb over guy and he's like, this isn't cutting it anymore. I need to get the capers. Give me the capers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna slide this on. Nobody will know. Maybe that's how you transition. You go from the comb over thinking that you're getting away with it, and then the piece goes on. Maybe that's the only way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd love to know if you're a listener and you're a hairpiece guy, slip into our DM, send us an email. It could be anonymous, whatever. I would love to ask you somewhere around 75 questions just about how you made that happen. Okay. That's probably enough hairpiece talk.
Probably.
There are a bunch of owners on the website. They're all Fords, of course. Is that a rough transition there? the current owner, at least the one in charge, is Sheila Ford Hamp. She took over for her mom last year. I'll be honest, Bill. I was bored looking at trying to figure out what's going on with the Ford family. I don't really give a shit. They don't seem very well liked either. I guess they got booed presenting an award or doing something with Calvin Johnson this weekend, I heard. So good for you, Lions fans. Do your thing. The GM is a guy named Brad Holmes. He's the first-year GM. He was with the Rams since 2003. Got nothing else on him. There's one Illini player. He's a practice squad guy, wide receiver. Do you want to guess who it is?
Is it Geronimo?
God damn, you're good, man. You are good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly who it is. There's one gopher. We finally have a gopher. It's the kicker, Ryan Santoso. Mm. He was a big fat kid coming into college. He was like one of the top kickers in the nation. Somehow he went to Minnesota. He's like from Alabama. Big fat. I mean, he was massive out of high school. He's like 6'6 or something. He's a big kid. I didn't even realize it. He's the kicker that they signed after they cut all of them. He's a rookie, but he hasn't played in college since 2018. So he hasn't kicked in the NFL till this year. So that's it. That's all I got for the Lions. We want to talk about the other NFC North games coming up here.
Vikings hosting the aforementioned Cleveland Browns. You know the Vikings will win for no reason, right?
Yeah,
it's got that written all over it. Kirk Cousins, I put this in our chat with the eggs. Don't worry, eggs, we will pick the golden cock here at the end of the segment. Mark Sanchez was the color commentator for Vikings Seahawks. He seemed like he had an agenda to protect Kirk Cousins the entire time I was watching. It was just awkward. Like, his compliments came at the weirdest time. Came after he fumbled unnecessarily at one point. Came after he threw way in front of Justin Jefferson. He threw behind him. It was like on Seattle's 5. And Sanchez said he didn't want to lead him because he was going to lead him into a defender. There was no defender in front of him. Like, it was complete bullshit. It's like, Mark Sanchez. Although I did love Darren in Ireland where he said if he's complimenting a fumble, it's because he's the king of the butt fumble. Of course,
he would know a good fumble. Yeah, that was a great line by Darren.
Yep.
So wait a minute. Just on that, didn't want to lead him into traffic or into a defender.
Yes.
Why throw it at all?
Bingo. and why would you throw him way behind him where he can't catch it, where you're actually risking an interception? because the guy's right, trailing him. There's right. a guy behind him. It was the most ridiculous logic. Like, you're carrying his water. Why are you carrying his water? It's very confusing.
So strange. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I'm not convinced the Browns are actually good. You're not talking me into that. We should be running the Browns offense. I like the way they get Baker out in space. He doesn't scare me. I'll just say that.
No, he was good between the 20s yesterday, right?
Good everyone wants that Brown. Yeah, everyone wants that Browns team to be so good. Not convinced of it. The Vikings are going to win that game. Fuck you guys.
That would be unfortunate, but it's possible. And then the Packers are hosting the Steelers. Steelers looked terrible last week.
Terrible.
They might be bad.
It's might be bad Sunday night week. Game, right?
Yes.
I think it's another night game. Is that three in a row for the Packers?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Monday, they were Monday Sunday. Night. Yeah. Come on.
Or maybe Sunday afternoon. Maybe it's a three. Maybe it's like an island game where they're the main 3 o'clock game. We should probably know this.
I wrote it down that they're, you know what? Let's just, I don't know. Yeah. Who gives a shit? Just look it up. Your local listings. You figure it out. If you don't have WoW internet, you have the ability to look it up right now. Just do it.
Awesome.
It is. Yeah, you're right. It's a mid-afternoon game.
Okay.
I'm a fucking idiot.
No,
sorry,
no.
Buddy.
I know. I thought you were right with the. I read it as a Sunday night game. All good. All right. Golden Cock, the most popular votes with our fans and eggs appeared to be Robert Quinn, Pat O'Donnell, and Miles Garrett. I believe from Cleveland. I think those are the top three vote getters. Where would you lean? I feel like nobody deserves it in theory, but the defense did show up. I don't want to lead you here. Where would you go?
I would give it to Robert Quinn just because this is the only time he's ever going to get a chance to win it. There's no way he's just going to completely disappear again this year. So I feel like Pat O'Donnell, he's going to have a lot of chances to win. He's going to have a lot of work this year with that terrible offense. So I'm going to go with Robert Quinn if you're all right with it.
I'm very comfortable with it. Congratulations, Robert Quinn, the Zero Doinks Cornish Hen Player of the Week, your first and possibly only. He's been really good this year, I guess, compared to last year. Really good is probably a stretch.
He couldn't get worse, but yeah, he looked good. The defense, we didn't really talk much about the defense. They look good, getting pressure. That was great. They just were gassed.
They played good enough to win. Absolutely. All right, Dan. Well, this has been Bears Browns review. Gross. And Bears Lions preview. Thank you for all of your research. Per usual, Zerdoinks.
Fuck you, Aaron Rodgers.
It's Bears season. It's Justin Fields season. Have you ever wanted to follow us? Do it at Zero Doinks. Instagram at Zero Doinks. Twitter at Zero Doinks. Slip into our DMs, wet, wet, wild. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. Follow us on the World Wide Web, www.zerodoinks.com. Buy our swag. At Zerdoinks. Hams and bread.
Zero Doinks.
Yes. Yes.
Zero Doinks.
Yes. Go.
Zero Doinks.
Push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go.
Josh.
Yes. Go. Kick it in.
Hams and bread.
Let's go.
Welcome back, America's favorite investment
money
segment of
week.
Any podcast they ever listen to. It's Hams and Breads with a little bit of Hams and Spreads right in the middle or at the very beginning. Let's do it at the beginning again this time, Dan. Let's really mix it up here. Ricky, things have been a little ice cold, but let's turn it around, baby. No time like the present. Give us your hot picks.
Hi, this is Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Hams and Spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and Spreads.
Our buddy Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and Spreads. Hams and Spreads.
Rick Fieldsman. Hams and Spreads. Hams and Spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Ricky Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman's my dad.
Hams and Spreads. Featuring me, Rick Fieldsman.
All right, Doinkers, we are back. I am on the coldest betting streak of my young life. Oh my gosh, absolutely abysmal. I am ashamed of myself. We went 0-3 last weekend. The Bears are imploding. Iowa sucks. Wisconsin sucks. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't care what I was thinking. Today I'm introducing Rick 2.0. Rick, I went back and listened to all of my old segments. I got way too cutesy with it. We're going bare bones, baby. We're going grassroots. Come with me, grassroots style. We're going to be trudging through the mud together. We got to build these funds back up. I have a lot of zeros in my balance, and it's not where you want them. So let's go ahead and get started. Rick 2.0, week one, 0-0, baby. Here we go. Hams and Spreads, pick one. Oh, I am definitely in my car. Pick one is going to be one of the hottest picks that I have. It is the Wolves versus Newcastle. Okay, here's what Rick decided. We're forgetting about the NFL. It is rigged. We are forgetting about college football. It is rigged. We're going English Premier League. The English are just will not put up with any riggedness. We're going Wolves versus Newcastle. Newcastle is trash. This game's Saturday afternoon. We're going corner kicks, baby. Total corner kicks first half over 4.5. That's minus 125. Newcastle's defense is garbage, but their goalie is great. He sends them all out of bounds. Wolves are going to be putting the pressure on first half over 4.5 total corner kicks. Minus 125. Book it. 1-0 to start it. Here we go with the next pick. Hams and Spreads, pick two. Oh, we are staying over the pond. We are looking at Chelsea versus Southampton. If you listened to my previous segments, you would know Southampton is absolute trash. Chelsea's going to take a quick 2-0 lead, and they're going to start pumping the brakes. Southampton cannot get the ball past the midfielders. There will be no more than 4 corner kicks this whole game. The line is 10.5. Oh, we are absolutely humping that under. Under 10.5, minus 115. This game's Saturday morning. 2 of the hottest picks. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to be back betting corners. You gotta have balls of steel to do it, so let's keep it going with our last pick. Hams and Spreads, pick 3. Printing Money's pick of the week. Oh, not sponsored. We got to set ourselves right because we're going to have some hot sponsorships coming up. Rick Fieldsman 2.0, baby. We got Manchester United versus Everton. Everton is the hottest team in sports history. All sports. Hottest team. I just got my Everson kit, as they call it. You might know it as a jersey. We are going corner kicks. The line is 10.5. Everton puts all of, I just ran a red light. Everton puts all of their good players in this weekend. Over 10.5. Manchester United versus Everton. Over 10.5, minus 115. We are absolutely going over on that bet. Absolutely. It's not even a question. There we have it. Our 3 hottest picks, Rick 2.0. I'm gonna send it back to the boys, and as always, have a good one at the windows.
And this has been the world's greatest and first segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads with Rick Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman is the smartest person in the whole wide world. Rick Fieldsman can make you a lot of money.
Oh, boy. Oh boy, Dan. Yikes.
Those picks are going 0-3, which will bring Rick to what? 1-10-1? Where does he land? Did you say it already and I missed it?
No, I did not. I did not. I think it would be I think it'd be 1-10. Did you say 1-10-1? That sounds good. It'd be 12. Yeah. 1-10-1. Oh. That'd be a tough spot. Although I think if I heard him correctly, I think he's restarting. He's rebooting, and I think he's 0-0. This is Rick 2.0.
That's like a true sharp on Twitter, just completely resetting yourself, creating a new account. Does he go by? You know what? That would be amazing if he just completely rebranded himself. No longer Rick Fieldsman. He's like John Longdick or something. It just completely rebrands himself, maybe with a British accent. I don't know. But Rick needs to turn it around quick because he's honestly, Bill, he's making us look bad at this point. We're pushing him as a sharp, as a gambling expert. And he has not been very good, so. please, Rick, turn it around. You're going to get our.
It's almost. How does. How does he have a tie? I don't remember how he got his tie.
I have no idea. Rick, you're going to get our podcast shut down. You've been so bad. Please turn it around. We'll take more ties, Rick. Just take lines that don't have the hook on them, just on the chance that you get more ties. Rick. Please help us out here, buddy. You have fans on Twitter. You have fans who are following your picks, and they seem upset, Rick. Please turn it around.
Oh, God. Yes. Yeah, you had a fan that I think he said if you had all three picks correct, he would have bought 12 of your koozies off ZeroDrinks.com, and you promptly went 0-3. Just absolutely amazing. Oh my God! I think you owe him some merch, but yeah, that's
you can't afford it. You cannot afford it, Rick. We all know that. All right, sorry. Maybe we need to cut out some of the laughing. I don't know if anyone will enjoy that, especially Rick. All right, let's rein it in here. All right, let's talk about the Bears and Lions.
We needed that. We needed that.
We needed that. Yeah, it's been a real sad couple of days here. All right, Bears are 1-2 against the spread. The Lions are 2-1. The over, Bears are 1-2. Lions are 2-1. Okay, who cares? All right, Bears this weekend are somehow giving points. I don't know why. They shouldn't even be giving points to Alabama at this point. Bears are -3 at home. Over-under's 42.5. That feels like a real low number. Low enough that you just do not take the over. Rick, if you took the over, I'm going to be real mad at you. I didn't listen to it. Didn't listen to what you said. Have you sent us anything yet? I don't know. But we pretended like you did.
We just got it, actually. Coincidentally, this perfect timing. We won't listen to it until the episode's published, Rick. Don't worry. All right. So Bears -3 and over under low 40s. I'm going Bears money line. I'm going over. That's where I'm going. It's you can't put Matt Nagy in a corner and expect him not to come out firing, Dan. Nick Foles is going to lead the way. No, it'll be Justin Fields, and he's gonna have a bounce back week. It can't get lower than it was in week 3. That's the way I'd go. How about you, Dan?
If you're not a Bears fan, if you're not a Lions fan, don't watch the game. Don't gamble on it. Just stay as far away as you can. No, I'm not taking the Bears. Jesus Christ, they shouldn't be giving points to fucking anybody. If you're making me take a side here, I'm taking the Lions and the under. It's going to be a bad game, but you and I are going to be there, and we're going to be drunk, so that's all that matters. So,
yeah.
Gross. Just gross. I don't know. I think the Bears opened at 5.5. 5.5 point favorites. No. Why? Who's doing that? I don't know. These are two bad teams, so it could be gross. Yeah, don't take the Bears giving points. Don't listen to Bell. Don't listen to him.
I'm not getting bullied out of my pick. I'm not. Any other games catch your eye, Dan?
Yeah, I got a couple. I don't love them. Just a few that I pulled out here. Texans are at Buffalo. Texans are getting 17 points. That's a lot of points. I'm just going to go ahead and take the Texans. Which side do you like, Bill?
No, I don't think it's high enough. So no, I'm going. Who are they playing?
The Bills.
I missed.
What do you think the line should be?
I think it should be 20.5. So you got to pick which side of the hook you want to be on, so to speak. They're going to win by 21, three scores.
I don't know the stats, but anytime a line's like over 14 in the NFL, you just automatically take the dog every time. I think that works 60% of the time. It works 100% of the time. Is that the line? 100?
Close enough.
60% of the time, it works every time. Anchorman. Okay. Yep, I'm old. I like the Colts, +2.5 at Miami. The Colts are a team that I can't quit. I'm just going to keep betting them until they actually win a game. Dolphins stink. I don't know if they stink. They hung in there with the Raiders, lost in overtime. Colts, +2.5 on the road in Miami. You like the Dolphins?
I do. I like the Dolphins a lot. I like Brian Flores. I think he's a great head coach. He'd look great in orange and blue, blue and orange, navy and orange.
Oh, Illinois?
Yes. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I take Dolphins. They're due. They should have won yesterday against the Raiders. Dolphins -2.5 is my pick.
Okay, good. All right, we got the Cardinals at the Rams. It seems like the Rams have had like 40 home games already. Rams are giving 6, less than a touchdown. I like it. The Rams are cooking with gas right now. Rams -6 at home against the Cardinals.
No. Cards on the road, Kyler Murray. No chance. Rams are going to come in real high on the horse after beating Brady. They're going to be cocky. I don't even know if fans will show up. They just expect the Rams to run through. You're right. They have been at home pretty much every week. That's going to make a rough second half of the year for the Rams. There's a hint if you're looking on which side to spread your seed. Right out of breath there. All right. No. Cardinals. Money line, even. I'd sprinkle it on the money line.
Money line. We should keeping track of this. I'm not going to ask Frank to do it. He's got enough on his plate right now. All right, I got one more. I'm going to take the Packers -6.5 at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers might be horrendous. Roethlisberger, have you seen the clip of him just falling over after throwing
the pass?
Hilarious. Yeah, I think the Packers, something might have snapped into gear with them. They might be back, which is unfortunate to see. So they're going to win by 10.
No. Steelers lose, but they only lose by 3. Another Mason Crosby last-second field goal breaks the hearts of both Steelers and Bears fans just vicariously. No, it doesn't make sense. Steelers won't win, but they're going to cover.
All right, good. One more game that I don't really like either side, but just to wrap up the NFC North. Vikings are getting 2. They're dogs at home against the Browns. I would probably take the Vikings, but I don't like either side of that.
Classic sucker bet. This has Browns written all over it. I realize they're a road favorite. That is a very unpopular take in the NFL. Kind of like your when it goes above 14, you go the other way. So I'm getting suckered, but that's
sucky,
what Vegas
sucky,
wants
sucky,
me
sucky,
to
suck
think.
It, suck it.
Yeah. Yeah, so no, it's going to work out in my favor. Browns -2.5 on the road at the Vikings.
Okay, good, Bill. All right, before we talk about Everton, Bill, what other games have caught your eye this week as you've looked at the entire slate?
Dan, I'll be honest with you, no idea. Haven't looked.
Okay, thanks for your input. All right, we ready to talk about Everton? Weird week for our boys.
Very.
Very weird week. Okay, let's start with last Tuesday. They had their game against QPR, as everyone knows, the Queen's Park Rangers in the Carabao Cup, the Caribas Italian Restaurant Cup. Last Tuesday, they were tied 2-2, went to penalty kicks, lost 8-7. Jordan Pickford, we could have used him for those penalty kicks. He was unavailable. He was hurt. Richarlison is also hurt, still hurt. Pickford was back for Saturday's game. Nobody told us those guys were hurt, especially before I put in my bet. So that would have been appreciated. Blah, 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 hams. That would have been appreciated, boys, overseas, to give me a heads up when all of the Everton players are hurt. Bill, any thoughts on that game? Everton's officially out of the Carabas Cup.
Well, before we talk about that, I want to talk about a great tweet that Rick Fieldsman had recently. I don't know if you saw it, but he somehow found an old Everton program, like a game program, I believe. I don't know if you came across this, Dan, but I'm scrolling here. I'm sure this is very riveting for our audience, and I'm probably not even going to find it. Oh, here it is. He retweeted that there is a guy on it. This is Everton. It's actually a new program. It just looks old because all the pictures are old. It looks, there's a dead ringer for Jared Allen.
I did see
that. Yeah, you did see that? I believe his name is Bob Latchford, who was today's star study in the Goodison Gallery. Any idea what that means, Dan?
Goodison's where they play, Bill. We all know that. I assume it's just a highlighting an old player. But yeah, we all remember Bob. He was, I didn't care for him.
No, same. And there's also a guy on that same game program, name was not next to his picture. Looks very close to Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think the boss was there? He's an Everton guy?
I think he was. I mean, it makes perfect sense. Why we're backing them. No, I have similar thoughts about the game. It sucks to be out of the Carabas Cup, but you know, you got to save energy for the real games on
the
pitch,
stuff.
which I think you were about to jump into.
Yeah, okay. So we have bounce back win this Saturday against Norwich. Norwich is horrendous. They're bottom of the table, under the table. They are the legs of the table. I have no idea how that works. We win 2-0. Docher. And Townsend, both with goals. Townsend, was doing a little research on him. He has a gambling problem. Did you know that?
Oh, no, perfect for this
has
segment.
Has or had a gambling problem. He got caught betting on games, EPL games, back in 2012, he bet £46,000 on one game.
Wow.
I think he got suspended, but it seemed like it was maybe a short suspension, which I can appreciate. The soccer folks are just like, just cool it, man. Let's cool your jets a little bit.
Yeah.
He's pretty good, though. I like him. So Everton's currently fifth on the table, on top of the table, in the table with 13 points. They're tied with Man U, who they play this week, Saturday, in what's the name of their stadium? Old Trafford? Old Taffy Bones?
I think
something
so.
Like that. Okay. Yeah. Man U, they play this week. Everton's huge dogs. Huge dogs this week. They're plus +650. Man U's minus -220.
Wow. Wow.
It's just free money. You just take Everton and it's just free money there.
It is. I mean, it's so good to have Pickford back. You know, I mean, like you said, they took care of business against lowly Norwich. You have to take 3 points every time you play the bottom feeders.
So
let's roll it into another win for our boys in blue. Let's do it.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Dave, for your input there. That's really it for Everton. Still fun. Still exciting. That's all I got. Oh, do you want to talk about our jersey? My jersey finally came.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Finally
yeah,
came.
Yeah, my jersey finally came from DHgate. Let me just start off. It's a beautiful jersey. It's a little snug. Hand up. Didn't realize that European double XL was different than a U.S. double XL. Apparently, Americans are bigger people. I don't know. So basically, I have an XL. It's a little snug. I'll make it work. I will lose weight for the jersey, which is fine. But got a customized jersey, which I just felt appropriate for this year. It is the number one, and it has Fields on it. It's a Justin Fields Everton jersey. I'm sure it's one of one in the entire world, and I will wear it with pride. Rick Fieldsman also got one as well, correct?
He did. He went your classic Chicago, I assume. So I assume it was for Michael Jordan, 23. That took me by surprise. I'll be honest.
Me too.
Though he's a big basketball guy now, thanks to Gray Balls. So maybe I shouldn't be so surprised. Yeah, you guys are killing me. I need to reorder. Like I said a couple episodes ago, mine was canceled out of nowhere. So I need your seller information so I can join you.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, you got to give it about a month and a half for it to come.
Yes.
But yeah, it's pretty red hot. They're quality jerseys. DHgate and whoever these sellers are, you guys are awesome. Just get your shipping together. Like, if you could figure out the shipping part, I will pay more to get it here quicker. Just get your shit together. And we're in business.
Yeah. Here at Toffee's Corner on Zero Dunks. Anything else?
All right. No, that's it. Let's keep rolling, baby.
All right. Coming up next, we've got Bears Fantasy Corner to wet your beak. Thanks, Dan. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Be better, Rick.
The Wayne legacy is more than bricks and mortar, sir.
I wanted to save Gotham. I failed.
Why do we fall, sir? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
You still haven't given up on me.
Never.
Do you have a bear that you fantasize about every Sunday? So do we. It's Bears Fantasy Corner.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
This is a zero doinks.
Bears Fantasy Corner. We're back. We're red, red hot, wet, wet, wild. Soup it to our DMs. All right, Bill, last week you had Damian Williams as your Bears pick of the week. I had Cole Kmet. I get on the board here because Cole Kmet had 1.35 points and Damian Williams had zero. Any thoughts on that?
It's fucking perfect. It really wouldn't have mattered who we picked, I think, right?
It did not matter. No. Cole Kmet, is he still alive? Is he still watching film? What's happening with him?
Yeah, Grease Tank said he is 100% out or all the way out on him now. But I think that has something to do with Brian Kelly, a former Grand Valley guy. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. There's not much to like about Cole Kmet right now. But you know what? There's a lot to like, Bill.
What's up?
Your fantasy pick. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, this is a guy that one word that describes him is resilient. And he's a guy that I can't remember if I've taken him this year or if you've taken him. I'm not entirely sure. But he is the one guy that appears willing to speak out kind of against Matt Nagy. He's a pilot and he's tall. It's Jimmy Graham. He is going to have one catch for 9 yards, which will be enough to top whoever you're going to pick this week, Dan. Jimmy Graham is my pick for Bears Fantasy Corner. How about you, bud?
It's interesting. We're going to stay in the same position room. I'm going to go with a guy who's going to get a lot of playing time because Coach Matt Nagy is not going to like Jimmy Graham's actions on Twitter. I'm going to go with Jesse James. He's going to have 3 catches for -2 yards, but he's somehow going to get points. 4 receptions. It's a PPR league. I don't know how that adds up. We're going with Jesse James. Jesse James v. Jimmy Graham. Tight end battle for a team that refuses to acknowledge there's tight ends out there.
I think these are great picks. And yeah, if this is your first time listening, this is where we give out our Bears clicks to pick for your fantasy team, your daily fantasy team, your same game parlays. All right, we need to clarify something there, Dan, though. You said you started off with 3 receptions and then you went to 4 receptions. Which one is it going to be?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's do 3. 4 feels a little too loft, but definitely -2 yards receiving.
Okay, good. Just, I don't know if Grease Tank puts in our prediction in terms of total points, too, or just the names. I don't recall, but I know the spreadsheet looks amazing. I always see it. He typically sends it, like, way before I'm awake, so Same. He's probably working around the clock. So I'm a little groggy after some editing. Grease Tank, thank you for all of your efforts. We appreciate it. Who had great weeks this week, Dan, and who had bad weeks this week?
All right, let's do it. all right, this is John Lithgow's Hollywood Star Players of the Week. Three guys here, all quarterbacks. Bill, we'll just get out in front of that before you say we're in a quarterback-heavy league. We have Josh Allen, 50 points. Justin Herbert, Herbert, 42 points. Matt Stafford, 41 points. Any thoughts on those three quarterbacks?
Matt Stafford continues to make us look stupid for doubting his powers in L.A. Back to you, Dan.
Bingo. All right. The Taysom Hill Trash Performer of the Week, sponsored by GLAAD. Thank you, GLAAD, for your sponsorship of Zero Doinks in this segment. No negative players this week, Bill. I have trouble believing that. I don't think that's ever happened, but I looked it up on CBS multiple times. No negative players. So I got nothing. I got nothing. The only trash player I have this week is Taysom Hill. He did have 9 fantasy points this week. He had 6 rushes, 32 yards, and 1 rushing touchdown. You're still trash, Taysom.
Mm-hmm. Still trash. You're still probably soaking, even though you're happily married. I think. I don't know that to be true, actually.
I feel like he is. What if he's like a real... He's probably a really nice guy. I don't hate Taysom Hill, the person. I hate Taysom Hill, the football player.
Like the idea of him even, right?
Yeah. Bingo. Mm-hmm. Bingo. Mm-hmm. Don't like him. And I think he would understand that as a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a pretty football-y face, doesn't he? Like, it's been squished in that helmet a bit, you know, that football, like, Howie Long haircut. Mm-hmm. There's reasons not to like him.
Yeah,
it's mostly envy, though. Mostly envy.
I'm just not going to apologize for it. I just don't like him. I don't like you. That's all there is to it. And neither does GLAAD, which is the number one garbage provider in America. Garbage bag provider in America and around the world. So put all your Taysom Hills inside of your trash bag. And also don't forget to recycle.
Save the world one Hams can at a time. Thank you, Dan, for another riveting Bears Fantasy Corner. Lots of awesome offensive options for us fans. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hate you, Taysom.
Weirdest Big Ten minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers, -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove. I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know. All right, Big Ten minute. I don't think either one of us want to do this. Bill, let me just start off here. Gophers lose this weekend to Bowling Green at home. It was homecoming, so good job, Gophers. Lose 14-10. Classic trap game before we have to play Purdue, as everyone knows. Running game was going again. 147 yards on the ground by Trey Potts. He's just cooking with gas. Tanner Morgan, 59 yards passing on 13 attempts, 2 interceptions. What are we doing there? Tanner Morgan, that guy couldn't have slid further back. He is just absolute trash right now. So why don't we just go ahead and get this started? Just fire PJ and get it over with. Bill, over to you.
Illini fall. Another Big Ten West loss. That is shocking. They lose 13-9, I believe it was, at Purdue in front of the giant drum, in front of that creepy Purdue Pete, the creepiest mascot in the Big Ten. No touchdowns. I had a touchdownless weekend with the Illinois Fighting Illini and Bears. That was devastating. James McCourt, you continued to amaze everybody, but you did not get an opportunity to kick a field goal that could have made a bit of a difference there late in the game. Brett Bielema, not a great clock management. 2 weeks now in a row. That makes me a bit nervous. Hugh Robertson, we continue to love you and your mom and your hatred of magpies of all types. Thank you so much. there's no great matchups in the Big Ten this week, but there's five undefeated teams. Congratulations to everybody but Penn State.
Yeah, exactly. Let's run through the lines for our teams real quick. Gophers are plus 2.5 this weekend at Purdue, 11 a.m. game. Over-under is 47.5. Do not bet on the Gophers. Just take Purdue. Fire P.J. Fleck. Bill, your Illini are minus 10.5 against Charlotte at home. Over-under is 55.5. What do you like?
I would take the points with Charlotte. I do think
dark do think times Illinois for actually... Bill. If Bill's not taking the Illini, you think you know things are not going well.
I do think Illinois will win. They've been quite competitive in their last two games of the Big Ten. Charlotte's actually not terrible, but 10.5 is a lot when you're coming off scoring 9 total points in your prior game. So that's just take that for what it is. Back to you, Dan.
All right, so I actually two games I wanted to talk about just briefly. Iowa at Maryland, Friday night game. Maryland's getting 4 points at home. That doesn't feel like a lot. Is Iowa, are they frauds? Are they frauds now? I feel like the Iowa fans I talk to, I don't quite feel the enthusiasm I did. I get from them after the Iowa State game. Are they not feeling great about things?
I don't know. Tim, slip into our DMs, buddy. How you feeling? Which way would you lean? You're probably – he's a pretty reasonable, gambler, although he's usually overly pessimistic, which puts my brain in a pretzel,
yeah,
I'm thinking. You know, fair. So I don't – bad advice. You can still slip into our DMs, but we're not going to listen to your gambling advice, Tim.
I feel like Friday night in Maryland for Iowa, that could be a trap game. That could be a problem. Just a weird time, weird spot. But I would still take Iowa. The other one is Michigan at Wisconsin. Michigan's a 1-point favorite right now. They're frauds, right? They probably all the way stink. And Wisconsin got worked over pretty good by Notre Dame this weekend. You don't have to watch that game. I don't know why I pointed that out. Who cares?
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Michigan State play anybody of note this weekend?
I have no idea.
Okay,
no clue.
That's fine. No big deal.
No big deal.
This has been the Big Ten Minute.
Okay, bye. All right, let's wrap this motherfucker up. Bill, biggest thing for me this week, you and I are going to the game together. There may be a Rick Fieldsman, or if he changed his name to John Longdick, appearance this weekend, Sunday. We're going to be heading to the Waldron Deck. So if you want to meet up, slip into our DMs. We can absolutely do that. Ice Cream might make an appearance as well, from what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Should be red hot. Haven't checked the weather. I hope it's beautiful. It really won't matter. The Hams will be slapping. You may be bringing a crock pot filled with smoked meats. There's going to be hams, like I mentioned. I'm going to keep bringing up hams. Thank you for sponsoring. Bill, in my mind, I think I had an idea of what time we were going to leave to head down there.
Okay.
And every 12 hours we get closer to Sunday, that time moves up about 15 minutes.
Okay.
So I think I have us leaving Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. Is that all right?
Very much in. I have a very open mind about whatever time you want to get down there. I am jazzed. I'm jazzed to hang out with my pal Dan, with our mutual friend Rick Fieldsman, and just kind of give him a couple sympathy beers to kick off the morning. His son... Ice Cream, still not sure how that started on this show, if he found him and then he returned him, hard to say, but it's going to be awesome. The Waldron Deck is fantastic. It's going to be lit, as the kids say. I don't know if the kids say that at all, but yeah, slip into our DMs if you're going to be there, and we'll tell you where we are. I do have plans to smoke some meat.
Ooh.
The night before or morning of. Even if we leave at the ass crack, I'll get it done. Here's what I was thinking. I was thinking pulled pork.
Yep.
I was thinking kielbasa, like kielbasa
hot
bites.
Yep.
And maybe some wings.
Love
How
it.
How you feel about that?
Okay. Can't go wrong with literally any of those. Red hot. Okay. I am boned up. Wings, excellent. Flats or drums?
That I don't know. I
okay. See. All right.
Got to see what's available. But okay. Yeah, you informed me that you have a plug in your vehicle, which I'm very excited about, assuming we're taking your vehicle. And well, we can just plug it in on the way down. It's not gonna hurt your battery if your car's on, right? And then we don't have to keep it on in the car, so we don't have to risk your battery. We can unplug that shit when we get to Waldron. It's gonna be smoking hot.
All right, yeah, we got this all figured out. We're pros at this, big time.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. I can't wait. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, I do have another thing.
Yes.
My chatter last week about cargo shorts seemed to have hit a hot button issue. I felt like I took a lot of shit about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to take this moment to say I 100% don't apologize for that stance. You should not be wearing cargo shorts if you're a grown man. And if you don't believe that, ask a lady in your life or a loved one, male or female, what they think of the cargo shorts. And if they say that they love them, they're lying to you. It's not true. Stop wearing cargo shorts. If you feel like you need the extra pockets to carry your stuff, you don't. Lighten the load a little bit. All right? Travel light. Get rid of those shorts. Okay? Come at me, bro.
Yeah. 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 Come after at Gopher Bones if you have a problem with what he said. Dan, I think this further bolsters your argument. Rumor has it that America's favorite clown, John Wayne Gacy, was buried in cargo shorts.
Okay, hold on a second. Was he wearing the cargo shorts or was he buried in a pair of, inside of a pair of cargo shorts? Yeah. Or is the answer both?
Wow. I'm not sure. I'm very uncomfortable with what I just said, and that image you just gave doubles the discomfort. Rumor has it, according only to Frank in Ohio, that John Wayne Gacy was framed. So I'm just going to put that out there again.
Just once again, just throwing Frank right under the bus when you got that rumor started. Do you think he was buried in his clown shoes?
I don't think so. Would he? Are clown wigs considered a hairpiece, like a toupee? What we're talking about? No.
No.
Because
you know
cookie?
It's like a. Yeah, but you see like a clown's wig, you're like, oh, that's a gag.
Mm.
But the,
okay. You're right.
The hairpiece guy, like if you're pulling a capers, you're like, I've always had this hair, or just started growing overnight. Like literally in 5 hours, I grew hair. And it's jet black. So, yeah. No. Very different things.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that's, the truth is all coming out. That's totally fine. Now that we are almost 6 minutes into the outro, I wanted to congratulate the Chicago White Sox on clinching the AL Central. We did not do Hams and Ted just because, it was just I don't know why. Because I'm off. You can tell. I'm off. Yep. I'm off about the Bears. But they will start the playoffs next week, most likely against against Houston. They'll probably be a 3 seed against Houston, who will probably be a number 2 seed, unless the Sox catch Houston this week and that gets flipped. How little baseball will you watch in the playoffs as a Cubs fan, Dan?
I'll watch a little of the Sox. I'll follow it on my phone. I don't care. I don't care. I'm happy for you. Are you, where are you at? Are you nervous? Are you confident? Where are we sit on the tight butthole scale for the Sox?
I'm very confident as we sit here today. I'm confident because the lineup is amazing when they have everybody in it. The pitching staff's a bit nicked up, so that is hopefully an issue that'll right itself over the next week a little bit anyway, so we'll see. I'm a little nervous about that, but pitching's so weird in the playoffs anyway. I feel like nobody goes deep, so it's gonna be a battle of bullpens, which sometimes is good for the White Sox. So I feel good. I think they're actually going to be slightly underrated because they've been kind of limping to the finish line since they've seemingly been up like 11 games all year. So I think they're going to be a little under the radar.
Okay. All right. I like that. Did I see their fans are supposed to wear all black to home games? Did I have that right?
I've seen rumors. I don't know if it's official, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be fucking sweet. That would be awesome.
One of my favorite games I've ever been to was that game 163 blackout to beat the Twins in the tiebreaker to get into the playoffs and then get our asses kicked by the Rays about 10 years ago. So that was cool.
Whoops.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, John Danks. You got us in there, baby. Yeah. So that's awesome. That will be awesome. Yeah. I can't wait. Phil Sr. texted me the other day and said, we got to make it to a playoff game. So
yes. I was just going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll watch for you, buddy. I'm in.
Thanks, buddy.
Not for Tony La Russa. Fuck that guy. But it's okay. I'm rooting for you specifically. Is that fair?
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. No, I'll take it. I think I'm batting cleanup, at least in the ALDS. So yeah, look for me out there.
I will. The Cardinals are red hot, right? I need them to lose very quickly. So I don't need to hear Cardinals fans talk about how amazing their life is because they're insufferable. So
it may happen very quickly. Well. I think they're going to be in the play-in game against the. Wait, is that true? No, I thought I saw a play-in game against L.A., but that doesn't make sense because they've won. Oh yeah, they didn't win the division, right? Brewers are probably going to win the division.
Brewers. I think the Brewers clinched already.
Okay,
I believe.
All right. So, yeah, so play-in game against L.A. most likely.
Okay.
Doesn't sound right as I'm saying that, though, but we'll see. I'm an idiot.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. Look it up. If you're curious, look it up.
If
you think baseball's been over for like a month because you're a Cubs fan, then just go on with your day. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Who cares? But we all might want to be White Sox fans to take our minds off the Bears, but not this Sunday because the Bears are going to light the Lions' asses up behind Justin Fields and an all-new game plan, I'm sure, from Matt Nagy that will be very flexible as the game goes on, right? That's how I see it.
Yeah, game adjustments all over the place, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hope for the best, expect the worst. That's all there is.
They need Nagy. This one. They need this one so desperately on Sunday otherwise. I don't know what to do.
What's the stance on booing Matt Nagy? Like, how do we get that done in stadium? Because it's hard to boo directly at him. When's the appropriate time? Should there be a chant started, like a fire Nagy chant? I feel like someone needs to get that going on social media so he can really hear and understand that it's directed at him and not really anybody else.
Yeah. I think that's a great point. You got to parse it because you can't do it after the offense comes walking off after another three and out because people may misinterpret it on TV for booing JF1. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to get Nagy's ass out of here, and that's the only way the McCaskies will hear us.
Yep, and that's Nagy is the type of guy who will let his offense come off the field with booing, and he'd be like, do you hear that? They're booing you. They are booing you right now, not me, you. He would do that. So it's got to be very focused on Matt Nagy. I feel like a chant needs to happen. We'll workshop this. Maybe we need to be out in front of it and spread the word.
I'm in. Let's make it happen. Let's figure out something that people would actually do. Our DMs are wide open again. If you have ideas that Dan and I won't think about, let's workshop online. Dan, this has been an episode with which this is a turning point moment in our lives.
Big time. That's what
this is. Next Monday, we will either be a little more optimistic or extremely depressed. Probably nowhere. It's hard to be in the middle of those two things. So this is a big one. I'm glad we'll be there to see it in either direction, buddy.
Yep, same. Can't wait. Come on, Bears. Stop ruining our lives. Love you, Bill.
Love you too, Dan. Love you, listeners. Thanks for listening. Zero chunks.
Yeah, fire Nagy.
You sound amazing, Darren.
Well, I'm fucking half cut, so it's a good Friday to be.
I also have a trout pond still going in my pants, apparently.
He dressed up like a clown for them, with his face paint white and red.
Zero Stonks, episode 420. Bill just microphone just exploded in his face, so he's gonna need a minute. Bill wants to talk about Dan Wiederer.
So he had an article this morning, this very morn, which was sunny. He had a pick by pick analysis of Ryan Pace's tenure. Each pick that Ryan Pace has ever had, Dan Wiederer gave one of the following grades. And supposedly he took where they were selected into account. So here is his ranking system. He had greatest hit was and then second was Solid Selection.
What is happening right now?
I don't know what happened to me. All right.
Do we need to start over here?
Yes, let's do it. Let's start over.